for Product Hunt, if you are mentioned in a forum, your username, that will trigger a push notification both to your mobile phone and if you've subscribed on web, to be able to see that pop up in your web browser that somebody has mentioned you or responded to your comment in Product Hunt. So there are those that, you know, are just the messaging apps. Also, a lot of people want to get their news quickly. They like getting breaking news on their phone lock screen.
Well, hey everyone, this is Scott, and thanks for downloading the latest episode of The Scott King Show, where I talk with sales and marketing leaders from all over the world on how they are building their brands and growing their businesses. In this episode, I'm talking with Lydia Fayal. Lydia is an expert on streamlining online businesses and is here to talk with me about re-engaging users for your site or your app or however you may be grabbing eyeballs. Lydia has a unique background. She attended Penn Law and Wharton before starting her own business. She then founded a venture-backed ed tech startup and became an expert marketer at both B2C and B2B startups, like me. She's currently at OneSignal, a SaaS company that powers customer engagement for over 500,000 developers. Lydia, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
No, it's a pleasure. And I'm really excited to talk with you because we're both in the mobile game and we're both trying to grab people that are carrying around these supercomputers in their pockets. And, you know, I'm curious, how long have you been in mobile? Is this your first mobile gig or second or third? What's your fascination with mobile these days?
Yeah, so this is actually the second company I've been with in the mobile space. I think there's just still so much growth in mobile in general. And what's nice about OneSignal is we sort of cross between mobile and web. So we're touching both types of developers.
And then and you guys are trying to re-engage users via the mobile device, right? Like, tell us a little bit about OneSignal and what you guys are trying to do. And, you know, hopefully we'll come up with some intelligent questions to ask you after that.
Sure. So OneSignal powers web and mobile push notifications for Fortune 500 companies, you know, major news companies, the top digital news providers, you know them. And, you know, everyone from the NFL, Zynga, you know, huge companies, as well as a lot of small startups. WordPress blogs include us as their web push. So when they post new blog posts, people can find out about that and they'll get it right in their browser as a web push notification.
And then what's the evolution of the push or the notification, right? Because like I'm really curious because I am the guy that turns off every notification for everything. So like literally I get zero notifications. Other than phone calls or texts. I think we were texting earlier to make sure that we were ready for this podcast, but I don't have any notifications. And, you know, I kind of mentally check in, you know, with those applications. I'll go to Twitter and check Twitter, you know, at a certain schedule, but I don't let it notify me. You know, how do people like me, you know, how does that work with people like me? And then how's it people that just get pinged all over the place? You know, I hear people get 200 notifications in an hour from all the different apps. What's kind of the psychology around all of this? Do you have any insight there?
Well, definitely we see younger subscribers just accepting more notifications. They like that it lives on their lock screen. You know, they want them to pop up on their Apple Watch. So there's, you know, there's definitely a demographic skewing that way. You also, you know, you hit on something with saying that you get the text message notification, you got the message. Some of the notifications we're powering for apps are just those messages. Dating apps, for instance, when people send a message to somebody through the app, it appears as a notification on your lock screen. For Product Hunt, if you are mentioned in a forum, your username, that will trigger a push notification both to your mobile phone and if you've subscribed on web, to be able to see that pop up in your web browser that somebody has mentioned you or responded to your comment in Product Hunt. So there are those that, you know, are just the messaging apps. Also, a lot of people want to get their news quickly. They like getting breaking news on their phone lock screen. So, you know, there are probably some use cases that even the people who say they don't subscribe to any notifications, they still end up subscribing to a few things.
Yeah, I recently got a new iPhone, and so I have noticed that there are different notifications that I had previously turned off. So I've been exercising, like every time I see something, I'm like, okay, I got to go back and turn that off because I thought I had everything off. So, so I totally get it. But you know, re-engaging users is it's important, right? Because grabbing an initial visitor is tough. And the re-engagement, retargeting, making sure that people are coming back. Do you have any statistics on like how well this is working for your customers, and where are they trying to refine this notification to grab, you know, an existing visitor, back to the site, maybe for a new article or new update?
Yeah, sure. Well, you think about how much money you spend marketing to get new visitors in, but actually only about 2% of the traffic converts on an initial visit. You know, when I say convert, it does what the marketer intended them to do. This does not necessarily apply to just e-commerce. It's everything. So how do you convert the other 98%? And it really comes down to remarketing. And that can be through remarketing emails. It can be through retargeted ads. And you know, it can be through these notifications. So either the mobile app notifications or the web push, you know, where people subscribe and they get a notification in their browser. In many ways, the web push is basically a free version of a retargeted ad. So there's a lot of growth in that space recently.
Interesting. And how often do you guys have to refine this process as the browsers evolve, right? So a new version of Chrome will come out, or Safari or Mozilla. I don't think anybody uses IE anymore, but how often do you guys, you know, do research? Obviously you have to, you know, download the developer kit and do this. Is that a difficult process? Is it an easy process? How does that work?
I mean, that's why we have just so many engineers at OneSignal, and we really become the innovation partner to all of these, you know, huge Fortune 500 companies, is because every single time there's an update, they have to go in and sort of figure out, well, how does this affect them? When iOS 12 came out, we announced a week ahead of time, just hear all of the changes to it and what you will see on our end to make sure that messages are going to the right people, and here's some sort of thought leadership of how to maximize that. You know, even Alexa, we were one of the first companies to be powering push notifications to Alexa, which is all still in the beta stage.
Yeah. So how does an Alexa push notification work? I was unaware that even existed.
Yeah. It's a little tricky. I don't want to go into it too much, just because I feel like there's still them working out all of that with it being in the beta phase of it. But really it's more about, you know, making sure who's, you know, working with a company that's staying on top of this across all of these different channels, because it's really the omni-channel marketing.
Yeah, you have to, I mean, you have to have like a niche player for so many different things. And this would just be one of them, right? Because like you said, when iOS 12 comes out, you know, you guys had basically told your, you know, ecosystem how it's going to affect them. So, you know, we do the same thing at work in terms of, you know, looking in the platform, how it's going to change, because, you know, we've got our hooks into the operating system as well. But, you know, I'm curious how the opposite, like what are the thoughts with the notifications around all the ad blockers and, you know, the browsers trying to stop this from happening?
Yeah, for sure. So, you know, right now you have a lot going on with browser companies pushing out ad blockers. I think Google did it early this year. And just last month, Apple added their intelligent tracking prevention. So you can't necessarily track visitors across different browsers. That means if you have someone abandon their cart, you don't know that your retargeted ads will actually show up on other websites to get them back. And that's something, you know, a lot of e-commerce sites have been relying on. So there's a lot of shifts going on right now with companies that are complicating how do you remarket. And that's one of the reasons that web push is becoming, you know, hugely necessary to make sure that you're drawing people back.
If you had to pick one retargeting method, you know, whether it's email, push notifications, or maybe if you had text subscribers or social media subscribers, what would you pick and why?
I think there are different scenarios that each of those works really well. But right now, considering how many emails you get, you know, most of them are going to, if you have Gmail, they're going to the promotion folder or getting filtered as spam. So right now, web push really is becoming the best way to actually make sure you can get eyes on your product to get them back to your site.
If you know, I agree. I like the email is out of control, but I think it's kind of coming back, right? I think you know the better email campaigns are doing really well. I tend to ignore email as well because I'm trying to heads down, you know, either trying to write something or create something new. So so I tend to do those in batches as well. Again, because I don't have any notifications, I never know when I get an email unless I'm looking for it. But for demand gen marketers and people that are in charge of, you know, traffic generation, what do you think the biggest challenge is? You know, we talked about a few challenges. What do you think the biggest challenge for a traffic generation expert is?
I think honestly, segmenting users in a meaningful way so that you can be delivering messages that are both personalized and also event and time relevant to the user is incredibly necessary and difficult. I mean, we know that notifications are important right now, but we also know how quickly and easily anyone can turn them off, yourself included. And so how do you properly segment people to make sure that they're getting a notification when they're likely to actually engage with, if you have a mobile app, or when they're actually likely to switch over and go and read your, you know, WordPress blog post, if that's what you've, you know, web pushed out. That I think is the hardest part.
And then you deal with, it said, over 500,000 developers. How many different segments of the developers do you think you have? Like just 500, 600, 100? How many do you think?
Oof, so many. We were doing this recently, trying to identify all of the personas who are adopting one signal. And it's really difficult when you try and segment those groups out. Because we have some people who are really just startup developers and one-person shops. And then we have the enterprise level where we're talking to CTOs and CMOs at these massive companies that are, you know, global and have 40-plus apps that they need to power. So talking to those different groups is, you know, there's a lot of segmentation. We're really just in the early stages of identifying all of the segments and how to customize how we reach them.
What describe the best persona that you've ever seen or profiling exercise. Does one come to mind? Like if you saw somebody that did it in the past, maybe you're like, wow, that was really innovative. Like I wouldn't have thought to do it by day of the week or whatever maybe the example is.
Yeah. So actually our designer at OneSignal, Lee Monroe, he did an incredible job recently with a persona exercise where he really got everyone to not only identify, okay, these are the top personas that we're going to go after. But here we had a sort of sticky note on the board. Here are the problems that these people are trying to address. And then we had to vote on the top stickies. And then next to it, again, you know, individually doing the sticky notes of, okay, well, what are the sort of products and solutions and, you know, documentation that will help answer all of those. And I think just getting, you know, a lot of people in a room and having them discuss that and doing this on a regular basis is very important to make sure that you know who your core customers are, and that you're really addressing all of their needs and putting out the right information for them.
Yeah, because that, you know, that makes the re-engagement feel more genuine, right? They're more apt to make a purchase, because if you know their exact, you know, issue at the time that they're having it, obviously that's going to work out for you. But it, you know, it's difficult because a lot of marketers are still, you know, we talked about email. They're still just like sending too many emails to too many people, right? Because they're used to those conversion metrics, and they're not really tailoring the message to a select few, because they're all, you know, they're starved for numbers, right? They're, hey, how many emails did you send, or how many people did you contact? It's not really that important. It's more of the, that authentic, you know, connection, which I think the social media platforms are kind of helping, you know, with that, because we can see so much data about each individual person, you know, what they post or who they comment with or things like that. Do you guys look at social media as well for targeting?
Definitely. And it's, you know, it's delivering things that are relevant to them through all those channels. So, you know, one of the things that we're really focused on in the next quarter is providing case studies that really dig in with how exactly people are using these different retargeting tools that we provide. And we're going to be retargeting our own, user base with those exact case studies and tools. So, for instance, HQ Trivia, that mobile app, and also Acer, are those two companies use OneSignal. So working on the case studies with them. And that's, you know, it's good for us to be able to showcase companies that people know. And really, every company should be doing that. If you're B2B, you know, finding companies in every single vertical that you want to go into and who are already using you, build out the case studies. So important.
Oh, it is, because everyone wants the branded case study. You know, let me know of a company like me that is solving this problem, because that builds trust. But the difficult part is, you know, when you are in B2B and you're dealing with these big companies and they have enormous corporate communications departments that just squash you all the time, that's a tough road, right? That's the ultimate. If you can get a branded case study, you know, because I've tried to sneak them by before, you know, and I'll get caught like, hey, you mentioned us on your website. I'm like, oops, sorry, you know, and you have to take it down. But there's software products that look for that stuff. So it's, the branded case study is the ultimate goal. Do you have a story of maybe where you finally accomplished a branded case study in the past that you thought was going to be impossible? You're like, hey, I finally got, you know, I can't even mention any brands. I finally got this customer to let me put their logo on a case study, and like a whole bunch of people downloaded it and it was successful. Do you have an example like that?
Yeah. I mean, when I was at Zenput, we did that with KFC and Papa John's. And that was really important because Zenput powers the store operations for restaurants, just chain restaurants, whenever you have an operator who isn't on premises, then to be able to manage their various locations. So getting big names that we could then use those case studies to market via LinkedIn to other chain restaurant operators, it was hugely effective as far as a marketing strategy.
Yeah, that's the ultimate. Everybody wants that. And I'm glad that you got one. I can't even think of one off the top of my head. I've done a few, but I can't think of one either from the ITKO or CA days.
I find that it's also, you know, getting the approval for case studies up front is a good just negotiation tool, because you're always going to have these huge companies ask for discounts when they're at the volume of users they are. And so I just build requests into any, you know, I build case study requests and blog requests whenever somebody needs or expects a discount. Even with small international companies that just can't afford our service because they're, you know, from a country with a low GDP, I say, okay, you know, we'll give you the discount, but you blog about us in, you know, your language so that people, when they're searching for our tool in Spanish, are going to be able to come across these you know, Spanish blog posts, for instance, about like why, how they use it and why it's relevant.
Yeah, we've put it inside of our standard contract before. And when they asked for a discount, we're like, you know, then we knew that they would grab that first, right? But it was a freebie. But yeah, we'd always ask for them 100% of the time. And, you know, very low success rate, but hey, it works. You have to ask. So curious, Lydia, you know, you've done a lot with law school and the startups and now at OneSignal. What do you do or listen to or read or what do you watch to stay inspired yourself, right? So if you're going to inspire everyone to, you know, use push notifications and how effective it is, like what do you do to stay on top of your game?
Sure. Well, you know, I love listening to podcasts. I have a pretty long commute from San Francisco to San Mateo every day. So it's good to squeeze in an episode of Masters of Scale, How I Built This. I'm always keeping an eye on and seeing what Lauren Vaccarella at Box is doing. She has a lot of just great talks and insights. And she's contributed to a few different books on marketing. For branding, I love the book Brand Thinking. There's so many resources now to figure out really how to scale your business. And it's just about staying on top and having a few people who you follow to see what, you know, what tools they're using these days, because they always inevitably talk about the SaaS products that they've incorporated into their own business.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I enjoy Masters of Scale as well. I listened to that one. It's a really good one.
You recommend? I'm always open for new.
Yeah. Well, I listen to a lot of the James Altucher show. His guests normally collide with Tim Ferriss. I stopped listening to Tim. Last year, because I noticed like the same guests, and then I also like you know, some of the security ones, you know, CyberWatch and things like that, because I do a lot of education for cybersecurity, and so I listen to a lot of podcasts and I watch a lot of YouTube videos, because I, you know, I pass them on like, hey, this is great, you should watch this. So a lot of mine are mobile or, you know, iPhone or security related. But for marketing, I love Masters of Scale. It's really, really good. I definitely recommend that one. But Lydia, if you didn't have any responsibilities at home or work next week and you weren't already listening to a podcast, what would you do with your time? Like if you could just do anything, like what?
I'd be skiing. I mean, right now, that's I hear it's dumping in Tahoe, or it did yesterday. And there's another storm coming up on Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I would be up there. It's a huge bummer I'm not going to get up to Tahoe again until January. But yeah, that's where I'd be.
Perfect. Yeah, I haven't been skiing in years. Not much snow or mountains in Texas, so we have to travel to do it. Travel to Colorado to do it, but I haven't done it. And I don't know that I could handle it anymore. You know, now that I'm older. When I was younger and more flexible, it didn't hurt so much when I fell.
Well, I don't know. I think on good pow days, there's enough fluffiness that you'd be good.
Yeah. So Lydia, if someone had a question for you based on what they heard today, or they wanted to reach out with, you know, maybe a topic that they wanted to discuss with you, what is your favorite way to be contacted?
LinkedIn. If you could just, you know, I'm the only Lydia Fayal on LinkedIn. And I just find that is so easy, because then you can quickly figure out who it is. The person is who's messaging you.
Yeah, it's not anonymous. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, whenever I get an email or a tweet or anything else, I have to spend time trying to figure out who is this person.
Yeah. How relevant is it, right? Because
wait until tomorrow to respond, or is this urgent?
Yeah, because sometimes what I do on LinkedIn, because I get a lot of open requests, I'll just see how many followers or connections you have, and if it's less than 100, I just say no, because I'm like, it's pretty easy to identify the spam accounts, mm-hmm. And so normally they're easy to spot, or the, you know, they use the same picture as somebody else, right?
Yeah, I mean, so many emails I get nowadays, it seems as though there's a genuine request and then it's a clickbaity sales thing. So it's helpful to actually know what this person's title and everything is.
Yeah, I just want to grab 15 minutes of your time. Like, no, for what? Yeah, listen to a podcast. So Lydia, I really enjoyed talking with you. Curious what your closing thoughts may be. What do you want to leave the listeners with today?
Yeah. So, great talk today. We dove into, how to retarget visitors, why it's important to have an innovation partner to, address all the changes that are going on between browsers and devices. We analyzed the growth of email and web push notifications, where they currently stand. And we discussed our love of skiing, or at least my love of skiing.
Yeah, we both love it. But one of us has a geography advantage, right? Yeah. So if you can, we have water skiing here, so there's not snow skiing. Well, Lydia, I really enjoyed talking with you. And thanks so much for investing your time in my listeners today.
Great. Thanks for having me.
Hi, and thanks for listening. This is Scott King, where it is my goal to inform you how smart marketers build their brands and grow their businesses. Please subscribe to the podcast series at thescottking.com or follow me on Twitter at @thescottking to grab the next link. If you like what you heard today, please go to iTunes and write a review. Always appreciate that. Thanks, and be sure and visit again.